This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
With the best all-inclusive vacation deals to Mexico and the Caribbean, booking your getaway with Cheap Caribbean Vacations means you have more freedom to do your deal. Whether you want to enjoy snorkeling, endless margaritas and more, or simply soak up the sun and sand in a tropical paradise, Cheap Caribbean Vacations has your deal for that. Plan and book the exact getaway you want at exactly the right price for you by using our exclusive budget beach finder, or find a featured all-inclusive package to Ocean by H10 Hotels and do your deal at cheapcaribbean.com.
At JCPenney, fashion counts for everybody and every body. The weather is getting warmer and it's time to swap my winter layers for fun, vibrant, and cool clothing. With so many fun things happening this spring, like Mother's Day and the Wind Down Tour, it's hard to find great looking clothes that fit you just right. That's why I love JCPenney. JCPenney has so many stylish and comfortable options for so many different body types. I've been blown away by their selection, and everything hugs my body in all the right spots. Refresh your wardrobe this spring with style that gets you. Something to wear that fits your favorite moments of the season at prices that feel just as good. Discover brands that get you and put style and comfort first, like Worthington and Liz Claiborne for her, each in women's petite and plus sizes. Here, spring comes in all shapes, sizes, and colors. JCPenney, make everybody count.
Hi, I'm Allison Flom. Welcome back to Erased. In the previous episode, the defense attorneys kept pursuing the theory that Elma took her own life, painting a picture of Elma as a tortured girl who abused laudanum and got all dressed up on December 22nd to throw herself into a well. To tell the jury about Levi's night leading up to the time of the murder, they called their dear friend, Levi's brother Ezra, up to the witness stand.
Levi Weeks had a typical Sunday. He woke up at the Rings house and went straight to Ezra's. He showed up around 10 a.m., right, Ezra?
Around then, yes, right after breakfast time. Me and my wife had just eaten. We were off to church.
Ezra Weeks was this elite architect with a settled family life at his home on Harrison Street. He kept horses in the lumberyard. He built mansions on contracts during the day. He lived comfortably. And that's the kind of life Levi would have wanted for himself, too. He looked up to his brother. At the trial, Ezra was nervous. Though he probably rehearsed his testimony 100 times with his lawyers, he wasn't a big public speaker. Ezra never could have imagined testifying at a murder trial, let alone that his younger brother would be facing capital punishment, counting on him and his testimony for freedom.
So you saw your brother in the morning, and then several more times that day, right?
Right. When I got home from church, Levi was there. He said he'd been over to the Rings and then returned to my house by mid-afternoon. We had tea. Yes, my wife made tea.
Did you have any guests for tea that night, Ezra?
Yes. John and Beth came over at 5:30.
Objection. Who are John and Beth?
Sorry.
Can you not startle our witness like that, Colden?
Can your witness be more clear, Hamilton?
I'm sorry, Ezra. Just say John and Beth's full names for the jury.
John McComb, my friend, and his wife, Beth McComb.
Now, John McComb worked with Ezra Weeks, building a house uptown for Hamilton. He also worked on building the new City Hall. And I mention the projects of all these wealthy, well-connected men because they were literally constructing New York at the time of this trial. And the trial was literally building the new system. And everyone in power was friends with each other, having tea at each other's homes, making important decisions on nights like December 22nd, 1799. Levi was in and out of Ezra's house that night. Ezra recounted it like this.
And how was it?
The tea.
The evening.
Good. Fun. It felt like a normal tea time because we didn't know Levi's lover was about to die.
Ezra Weeks, my friend, thank you, as always, for hosting.
We love having you here, Johnny. Cheers.
Cheers. Good friends and good tea.
And Levi, it's good to see you, kid. Looks like you're following in Ezra's giant footsteps.
Trying, sir. I can only hope to be half the architect my brother is.
Good. Stay focused. No distractions.
Oh, never, Mr. McComb.
No girlfriends or any of that.
Oh, Levi. I heard you were seeing a girl at the Rings house. I thought maybe you were in love.
Yeah, Levi's in lust. It's temporary.
Nothing too serious, Mr. and Mrs. McComb. I haven't found my future wife, if that's what you're asking. For now, work is my wife.
That's right. And once you commit yourself fully to the work, you can help us with the Alexander Hamilton project.
What? Seriously?
John and I are still in the planning stages of the house uptown. I'll bring you on to the project, if you keep your focus.
Oh my God, of course! That's incredible! Thank you so much!
Hi! Are you joining us for stew?
Oh, do you need help, darling?
Oh, I've got it. Not as heavy as it looks. You relax.
Levi, are you staying for dinner?
No, thank you. I'm actually on my way out.
You're going out? In the cold?
I've got plans.
Oh, take a sleigh then. I'll give you blankets.
Oh, it's okay, Elizabeth. I can walk.
You'll be freezing.
What time did Levi walk out of Ezra's house?
7:55, I'd say.
And when did you and your wife leave?
Not long after Levi. About 8:20.
How can you be so precise, Mr. McComb? These numbers sound very specific. Almost rehearsed.
Of course he's specific. He's an architect.
Also, Beth and I wanted to stop at a friend's house for a nightcap, so we checked the time before we left.
What was happening at Ezra Weeks' house when you left?
Nothing out of the ordinary. Mrs. Weeks was washing silverware in the basin when Ezra walked us out.
Ezra walked you out, Mr. McComb?
Yes, he walked us out.
When were you going to mention that?
What's the big deal? He walked us out. Any good host would do that.
So John McComb's testimony left Colden with more questions than answers. If Levi went out that night and then Ezra walked his guests out, the Weeks brothers had the opportunity to do something terrible.
Can I call Ezra's wife to the stand? Mrs. Weeks!
You can't call a witness in the middle of our argument.
You did the same thing to me.
Mrs. Weeks is not even here, guys. We have her written testimony.
Are you kidding me?
Is it her breasts? Are Mrs. Weeks' breasts okay?
Her breasts are good, yes.
She just couldn't come to court today. So we have her written statement. I'll read it to you.
No, Aaron. The clerk will read it for us. Pass it to him.
Thank you. On the 29th of March, 1800, Elizabeth Weeks stated under oath...
Hang on, objection!
To what, Mr. Colden?
I need an opportunity to question this witness.
Well, you can't because she's not here. This is the only option if you want to hear from Ezra's wife.
This written testimony thing is ridiculous.
You're wasting time, Colden.
Proceed, clerk.
Elizabeth Weeks' statement is as follows. Levi Weeks, my brother-in-law, socialized with us until 8 p.m. and then departed. A half hour later, the McCombs left. My husband walked them halfway to their destination.
Wait, I thought Ezra just walked the McCombs out.
Yes, he walked his guests out.
Like to the front door, the front porch, the yard, the next street?
Who cares, Mr. Cole?
Mrs. Weeks' testimony says he walked a distance with the McCombs, halfway to their next appointment.
Yes, because it was dark. He held up an extra lantern so my wife wouldn't slip in the snow. We parted ways as soon as the streets were lit well enough.
Where is that, exactly?
Frederick Rhinelander's house. Once we got there, I told Ezra we could handle the rest of the walk on our own.
And then he was out in the world, alone, unaccounted for.
Not unaccounted for. He went home.
Do we have evidence that Ezra went straight home?
It just says... At 9:15, Levi returned to our home to get his assignments for the next day from my husband.
So Levi and Ezra were both back at Ezra's by 9:15 at the latest.
But during the exact three quarters of an hour that Alma Sands was murdered, between 8:30 and 9:15 p.m. on December 22nd, 1799, Ezra Weeks was unaccounted for, probably assisting his brother Levi in a cold-blooded murder.
Objection!
Ezra goes out at 8:25. Alma is killed at 8:40. Ezra and Levi return to Ezra's house by 9:15 and act like everything is normal.
Objection!
Questions, Colden.
Mr. McComb, is it possible that Ezra Weeks went to the Manhattan Well after leaving you at Rylander's Corner?
What a desperate, deplorable accusation.
Is it possible, sir, that Ezra Weeks was involved in the murder of Alma Sands? Is it possible, sir?
Mom met a lot of your demands over the years. This Mother's Day, get her the Bartesian cocktail maker that makes premium cocktails on demand. In just 30 seconds, have your choice of over 60 premium or seasonal cocktails, all at the touch of a button. Get $50 off on the Bartesian cocktail maker now when you buy one pack of cocktail capsules. So, for all the times you made a mess, get Mom the countertop cocktail system that makes premium cocktails without making any mess at all. For all the times you begged for soda, get her premium cocktail capsules made with real fruit juice and craft bitters. For all the times you demanded tacos for dinner, get her the Bartesian that mixes margaritas in just 30 seconds. Make Mom's Mother's Day and all the 364 days that aren't Mother's Day with a Bartesian cocktail maker at $50 off. Visit bartesian.com/mother now to get $50 off the Bartesian Premium Cocktail Maker. Bartesian, premium cocktails on demand.
Good sleep should come naturally, and with the new Natural Hybrid mattress, it can. A collaboration between award-winning mattress brand Leesa and home design favorite West Elm, the Natural Hybrid is the culmination of these two companies' shared values: premium materials, meticulous craftsmanship, and sustainable practices. Made with natural latex, responsibly sourced natural wool, and environmentally safe foams, the Natural Hybrid elevates your sleep sanctuary. Indulges your senses, and supports a greener tomorrow. Plus, when you purchase the Natural Hybrid, you're also helping fuel Leesa's work with shelters and those in need. Since 2015, Leesa has donated more than 40,000 mattresses to ensure children and families have a safe place to sleep. Don't put off a good night's sleep any longer. Get a Leesa mattress today for a sound sleep tonight. Visit leesa.com/iHeart. That's leesa.com/iHeart.
Nobody wants to outlive their money, but it happens, especially for women. That's why Gainbridge offers the Parity Flex annuity. It's designed for women's unique retirement needs, with flexible withdrawals to help cover unexpected expenses, plus a guaranteed lifetime income benefit that keeps paying you even if your account balance is zero. In other words, it's like getting a paycheck for life. We'll say that again. A paycheck for life. Guaranteed. Sounds too good to be true? It's not. It's the Parity Flex annuity. And it's one more example of their commitment to creating a better financial future for women. One where they feel empowered, not excluded, and ready to take on whatever their next chapter holds. Gainbridge believes financial flexibility and security are things we all could use more of. At retirement income you can't outlive is the ultimate flex. Who's with us? Start saving now at Gainbridge.io. Please visit Gainbridge.io/ParityFlex for current rates, for product disclosures and disclaimers, and other important information.
Mr. McComb, we're standing by for your answer. Is it possible that Ezra Weeks served as an accomplice?
I don't know. Yes. Yeah, yes, it's possible.
And to summarize, because this is all about the details, the night of the murder, John and Beth McComb were at Ezra and Elizabeth Weeks' house. Levi left the house about 5 minutes before 8 p.m., saying he had plans. Weird for a cold Sunday night, but whatever. About 20 to 25 minutes later, John and Beth went to leave, but Ezra insisted on walking them to the nearest adequately lit street because it was dark and snowy and treacherous out there. Ezra walked his friends to the corner outside this guy Frederick Rhinelander's house, and then they parted ways. Then, Ezra was unaccounted for the next 45 minutes. If Ezra Weeks could have gotten to the well and back in that 45-minute window, it's quite possible that he was involved in the murder of Alma Sands. The defense then calls Frederick Rhinelander, the guy with the well-lit corner house.
Good to see you, gentlemen. Sorry to interrupt.
That's all right, Mr. Rhinelander. Let's get right into it. Do you think Ezra and Levi Weeks are capable of murder? Yes or no?
No, I don't, sir. I think they're both harmless. I can't imagine either of the Weeks brothers hurting a fly or a horse or a woman.
So you'd say there's absolutely no way the Weeks brothers were involved in the murder of Elma Sands, right?
Leading the witness, he did not say that.
Well, I've got proof.
Proof of what, Mr. Rhinelander?
Proof that the Weeks brothers could not have killed Miss Elma Sands.
Okay, present your evidence.
What evidence?
Ezra asked me to take measurements as a favor to his brother to help their case.
Bridewell Jail, where Levi was held after he was arrested. To paint a quick picture of this dump on Chambers Street, it had, like, damp stone walls and dirt floors, and there were rats everywhere. Imagine Levi in rags and chains, haggard from his time there. Hamilton brought Frederick Rhinelander to see Levi before the trial to keep perfecting his alibi.
Levi! Levi, wake your ass up! You got visitors!
Levi, Mr. Rhinelander has information to share.
Go away, Alexander.
Get up! Mr. Rhinelander and I are talking to you.
I don't feel like talking right now.
Then just listen.
I'll be quick, Levi. I promise.
You can sit down, Mr. Rhinelander.
No, you can't. My cell, my rules. You guys can't sit down.
That's fine, that's fine. I'm good to stand. Levi, I walked back and forth from Greenwich Street to the Manhattan Well yesterday. Several times.
Good for you.
Your brother asked me to do it.
What? Ezra asked you to walk from the boarding house to the well over and over again? Like an idiot?
Ezra asked Mr. Rhinelander to take measurements as a favor to you.
I'll testify at your trial and my measurements will exonerate you.
When we call Mr. Rhinelander to the stand next week, your name will be cleared for good, Levi.
Wait, you're testifying, Rhinelander? You didn't even know Elm.
The walk from the Rings boarding house to the Manhattan Well is 79 chains long. It took me an average of 25 minutes. Each time. One way.
Yeah, you're a slow walker because you're not from New York. It should only take 15 minutes. 20 max.
Don't say that at the trial. Leave the measurements to me.
Levi, you were seen by several witnesses at the Rings at 8:05.
I know.
And Elizabeth Weeks saw you at Ezra's by 9:15.
I know. We don't need to practice this every day. I have it memorized.
You couldn't have walked from the Rings to the well to Ezra's between 8:05 and 9:15 in the dark.
Per my measurements, that would take someone over an hour without stopping to commit a murder.
But with a horse and sleigh, it would only take a half hour, probably, maybe less.
No one in their right mind would take a sleigh on the Lispinards in the snow. That's a death wish. The jury won't ask about horses.
So they were confident in these measurements when they went to court. They assumed that nobody would ask about the possibility of Levi taking a horse to the murder site that night because of how dangerous the Lispinards were in the snow. So the defense thought old Frederick Rhinelander and his infinite measuring expertise would alibi Levi out once and for all.
And so, I determined neither Levi nor Ezra could have reasonably made the commute in 35 minutes. Boom. Both innocent.
But Mr. Rhinelander, all your measurements are taken on foot. So if Ezra took his sleigh to meet Levi at the well, or if Levi took the sleigh to meet Elma in the first place, none of your data is valid.
No. I told you, Mr. Colden, nobody could manage a sleigh on the Lispinards in the snow.
But someone did. Because we heard earlier that sleigh tracks were found at the well.
Well, sleigh tracks are irrelevant to my measurements.
Just ignore Colden's badgering, Mr. Rhinelander. Keep going.
Mr. Burr, your witness just said there couldn't have been a sleigh at the murder site. But there were sleigh tracks at the murder site. Okay, Mr. Rhinelander, a new line of questioning. Ezra Weeks walked John and Beth McComb to the corner in front of your house of the night Elma was murdered.
Yes, exactly, because they could see perfectly by my house. My yard is the brightest in the area. I get the light coming in off the water.
So it's bright enough that the McCombs tell Ezra, we can manage to commute from here. Good night.
Yes.
So the McCombs leave, and let's say Ezra goes from your house straight to the Manhattan Well.
Ezra had no motive nor reason to do that.
I said let's say. How long would it take Ezra Weeks to get to the well from your house?
I didn't measure that, so I don't know.
Can you take a guess?
No, I can't. Sorry.
I thought you were an expert measurer.
Well, I'm not an expert guesser, Mr. Colden.
Okay, we'll try this another way. Ezra Weeks built the Manhattan Well for Mr. Burr's company, right?
Yes. Ezra is an esteemed builder.
So Ezra really knows where the murder site is, because he built it with his own two hands. So even if it's rough ground, it's dark, it's cold, snow, whatever, Ezra Weeks knows exactly where the well is.
These questions are getting silly.
I'm just asking Mr. Rhinelander for a simple guess. How long would it have taken Ezra Weeks, builder of the murder site, to get there from your corner on December 22nd, 1799?
A few minutes.
A few minutes. Ezra could get to the well just in time for Elma's screams of murder.
Murder! Murder! No! Let me go!
Yeah, so to the dismay of Burr and Hamilton, it became clear that logistically, both Levi and Ezra could have pulled off the murder at the Manhattan Well. If Levi borrowed Ezra's horse and sleigh, which left Ezra's lumberyard for an hour around 8 p.m., he could have easily covered all this territory. Meanwhile, Ezra walked John and Beth out into the night, and then, where did he go? Once this all emerged, Hamilton and Burr had to go into damage control mode. They called a local grocer to the stand.
The defense calls David Forrest, neighbor to the boarding house, and owner of Forrest's Bakery on William Street.
Grocers truly have their finger on the pulse of the community. They always have.
Mr. Forrest, people call you the ears of the community. Why is that?
Because I hear everything while I'm working. Lots of people come through my bakery every day wanting to chat. I don't even read the papers because I get such a daily earful from my customers.
And has anyone in your shop spoken negatively about Levi Weeks?
No, sir. Everyone loves Levi.
Great. What was the gossip like when Elma first disappeared? Everyone assumed Elma committed suicide, right?
Objection! We are way past this theory!
People were saying, you know, Elma Sands wouldn't be the first lonely woman in New York to end her own life.
Great. Thank you, Mr. Forrest.
Mr. Forrest.
Yes, Mr. Colton?
Are you sure you've never heard anything negative about Levi Weeks?
He answered that already.
Well, what about Levi's relationship with Elma? Anything about that?
It's hard to say.
What's hard to say, sir?
They were bold kids, having casual sex in a Quaker house.
But neither of them were Quakers.
That's true. That's true. And it is all just gossip.
It's true gossip, though. Elma Sands was uncomfortable, insecure.
Everybody sounds uncomfortable and insecure when everyone's gossiping about their sex life. You know about that, Mr. Hamilton.
Watch it, Colton.
Mr. Forrest, most New Yorkers feel strongly that Levi Weeks is guilty, right?
How should he know about most New Yorkers?
You just called him the ears of the community.
Simply because I hear all the rumors, many of which are generated by Richard Croucher, the gossip machine himself.
Remember this guy?
Croucher! You pervert!
I'm so sorry. I was
Who'd often burst
back.
In on Elma and Levi in the back room on the second floor.
Were you watching us?
Don't flatter yourselves.
Richard Croucher hated Levi, and he loved Elma, but he was too old and weird to get close with her. Once Elma's body was displayed for everyone to see, Croucher took to the streets to start stirring the pot. He demanded Levi be hanged at the gallows for Elma's murder. So, of course, the defense team used this to argue that Croucher ignited negative public perception of Levi and set their client up at an unfair disadvantage before the trial even started.
If he had it his way, this whole city would hate Levi Weeks.
How do you mean, Mr. Forrest?
He means Croucher stirs the pot and starts rumors.
Last week, Croucher came into my shop completely manic, ranting to my customers. Awful things about Levi Weeks.
So Croucher has worked to poison public opinion against my client.
The truth is not a poison. Levi Weeks is a menace.
Mr. Croucher, sit down.
Hang him at the gallows.
Your Honor, Croucher shouldn't even be in here for this.
Mr. Croucher, sit down or you'll be removed.
Everybody knows Levi is a guilty man.
Before Levi Weeks received a fair trial, he was convicted in the court of public opinion. That's not American.
I think that's very American. Everyone has a say, and everyone knows your client's guilty.
Richard Croucher had motive. He envied Levi. Levi is young, handsome, successful. Croucher is old, ugly, raucous. And Croucher envied Levi's relationship with Elma, right?
Everybody did. Elma was beautiful.
And Richard Croucher loved her. But Elma loved Levi.
A love triangle.
And Croucher, crushed by the jealousy, killed Elma so neither man could have her.
What? Mr. Forrest, you were not suggesting Croucher could have killed Elma Sands, are you?
I think any man could kill any woman should he want to see her dead. I personally can't imagine killing anybody. Not even my wife.
Mr. Forrest, actually, let's speak to your wife.
Mom met a lot of your demands over the years. This Mother's Day, get her the Bartesian cocktail maker that makes premium cocktails on demand. In just 30 seconds, have your choice of over 60 premium or seasonal cocktails, all at the touch of a button. Get $50 off on the Bartesian cocktail maker now when you buy one pack of cocktail capsules. So, for all the times you made a mess, get Mom the countertop cocktail system that makes premium cocktails without making any mess at all. For all the times you begged for soda, get her premium cocktail capsules made with real fruit juice and craft bitters. For all the times you demanded tacos for dinner, get her the Bartesian that mixes margaritas in just 30 seconds. Make Mom's Mother's Day and all the 364 days that aren't Mother's Day with a Bartesian cocktail maker at $50 off. Visit bartesian.com/mother now to get $50 off the Bartesian Premium Cocktail Maker. Bartesian, premium cocktails on demand.
Tired of restless nights? Meet Lisa, the sleep expert. Here at Lisa, we know that good sleep is essential for mental, physical, and emotional health. That's why their mattresses are made for exceptional comfort and support, catering to every sleep need. Check out Lisa's Sapira Hybrid Mattress, named Best Hybrid Mattress 5 years running. Sleep hot? The Chill Collection is built with cool-to-the-touch top fabric and layers of high-density comfort foams, all intended to remove excess body heat while maximizing comfort. With Lisa, getting a new mattress has never been easier. Delivery is free, and you have 100 nights to try out your mattress in the comfort of your home. Don't spend another night dreaming of better sleep. For a limited time, save up to $700 off select mattresses plus two free pillows. Go to lisa.com/iHeart for an additional $50 off mattresses and select goods. That's leesa.com/iHeart. Exclusions apply. See lisa.com for more details.
Nobody wants to outlive their money, but it happens, especially for women. That's why Gainbridge offers the Parity Flex annuity. It's designed for women's unique retirement needs, with flexible withdrawals to help cover unexpected expenses, plus a guaranteed lifetime income benefit that keeps paying you even if your account balance is zero. In other words, it's like getting a paycheck for life. We'll say that again. A paycheck for life. Guaranteed. Sounds too good to be true? It's not. It's the Parity Flex annuity. And it's one more example of their commitment to creating a better financial future for women. One where they feel empowered, not excluded, and ready to take on whatever their next chapter holds. Gainbridge believes financial flexibility and security are things we all could use more of. At retirement income you can't outlive is the ultimate flex. Who's with us? Start saving now at Gainbridge.io. Please visit Gainbridge.io/ParityFlex for current rates, full product disclosures and disclaimers, and other important information.
The defense called Lorena Forrest up to the stand. Safe to say Lorena was not a fan of Richard Croucher, but she knew him pretty well. Lorena and David Forrest lived around the corner from the Rings boarding house where Croucher had lived for several years.
Mrs. Forrest.
Good afternoon, Mr. Burr.
Lorena, tell us about Richard Croucher.
He loves to talk.
About Elma Sands.
Again, irrelevant in the case against Levi Weeks.
Again, disagree with Colden. Croucher's behavior towards our client, who he framed, is very relevant.
Richard Croucher is not a reasonable suspect, and my colleagues know it.
See? This is a house of justice, Mr. Colden. Isn't everyone a suspect until proven innocent?
Shouldn't it be the other way around?
Mrs. Forrest, what has Croucher said about Elma?
Croucher loved her. So Elma's so smart, innocent, generous.
That sounds right.
What I'm hearing is Croucher was weirdly obsessed with Elma.
Elma was my friend. I was not obsessed.
And the fast track to a fresh start was to kill her and frame Levi. If anyone walks out of this room in shackles today, it should be the true murderer, Richard Croucher.
I'm not even a suspect. Your Honor.
Not another word from back there, Croucher.
But they're lying.
Croucher was always trying to see Elma naked.
That was an accident.
You tried to assert yourself into Elma and Levi's relationship.
You are crazy, Mr. Hamilton. You're grasping at straws.
Croucher had a motive. And he had Elma's trust.
Elma trusted a lot of bad men. She trusted everybody.
Counselors, reapproach the stand with a new line of questioning for this witness or dismiss her. You're acting like children.
We're good to dismiss her. Sorry about that.
Thank you, Mrs. Forrest.
Can I step down?
No, not yet, Mrs. Forrest. I need to cross-examine you real quick.
Oh, that's right. I like your shoes, Mr. Colden.
Oh, well, thank you so much. I like your bonnet.
Oh, thanks.
Of course. Now, Mrs. Forrest, do you think Croucher had feelings for Elma?
Oh, he liked her a lot. I don't know about feelings.
But when Levi moved into the house last July, he came between Croucher and Elma. Croucher had to adjust to Levi's intrusive presence, and that's not easy.
Oh, plus, I'm sure it wasn't easy for Croucher to make new friends.
And why is that?
Well, he's a bit of a creep.
A creep? Lorena, you witch!
How old is Richard Croucher?
Probably 50, sir?
Oh, 42, one of you know.
More than a decade older than the average boarder at the Rings house.
Objection. Relevance.
Croucher lives amongst all the young single people. He is a social pariah. But Elma was nice to him.
Well, Elma was nice to everyone. She made everyone feel seen and dignified. I mean, that's why ugly old Croucher liked her so much.
So you don't think Croucher could have possibly killed Elma?
Oh, I don't know who killed her, Mr. Colden, but on the day her body was discovered, I saw Richard Croucher sob like a little baby.
Take us there. Uh-huh. It's January 2nd.
Yes.
Elma's body is found in the well.
Yes, and Mr. Croucher came to my house that evening. He asked if I'd heard the news about Elma, and then he started weeping right there on my sofa.
Which is precisely what a guilty person would do. To maintain a pretense of innocence.
I was nowhere near the Lisbonards on the night of the murder. I was at a party.
That's right. Croucher has an alibi. So can we move on?
But Richard Croucher looks like the murderer. Look at that face. Look at him, everybody.
Take it easy.
He was obsessed with the victim.
Stop, Aaron.
And yet Levi Weeks is still on trial for this. Croucher killed Elma. That's it.
Your desperate attempt to create reasonable doubt by going after Richard Croucher is simply embarrassing.
You are embarrassing, Colden.
Give up on this, Burr.
Croucher is a very scary man, folks.
Elma was surrounded by scary men. You have nothing.
Richard Croucher is the murderer.
Oh, so you do believe Elma was murdered.
And at the 11th hour, all eyes in the courtroom were suddenly on Richard Croucher. It was the second day of the trial that extended past midnight, and everyone thought it was coming to a close. Instead, the defense lawyers introduced a whole new theory that creepy Richard Croucher murdered Elma himself and framed their client. Colden had to scramble.
The prosecution recalls Richard Croucher.
God, finally.
Mr. Croucher, come up here.
I'm coming, 1 second. Get out of the way, woman. Move!
Thank you, Mr. Colden, for this chance to speak for myself.
Mr. Croucher, where were you the night of December 22nd, 1799?
I was at a little get-together at my friend's house. 889 Bowery Lane. It started at 7. I was right on time.
What's your friend's name?
Anne Ashmore. She's over there in the green bonnet. She's here. Anne, darling, can you wave to us? She's lovely. The party ended at 10:30, which is when I walked back to the Rings.
After Mrs. Ring's curfew, disrespecting the rules.
I'm a lodger, not a boarder, which means they don't give me breakfast and I don't mind the curfew.
So, Richard Croucher was at a party on the Bowery from 7 p.m. to 10:30 that night. Elma's screams were heard at 8:40. Thus, we should stop treating this man like a suspect and return to the prosecution of Levi Weeks.
Not my fault that Elma saw the prisoner as some sort of Adonis. She was infatuated by him. Once they got together, Levi would never let Elma talk to me.
And hold on. He wouldn't let her?
Levi was cruel and controlling. In the final months of Elma's life, she barely spoke to me at all. I started to miss her even before she was gone. Good evening.
Oh, my God.
Oh, Elma, I'm so sorry, darling. Did I startle you?
Yeah. Well, sorry, I've just been, like, really jumpy recently.
Of course, of course. Well, it's too dark. You need a candle.
I'm okay.
No, no, please, please, take mine.
What the hell is going on out here?
Nothing. Levi, I just got a little startled.
Richard scared you?
Not on purpose.
What's wrong with you, man?
I'm just walking up the stairs to my bedroom, Levi. Nothing's wrong.
Well, you should be more careful.
It was an accident.
Get to bed, Elma. Your tea's getting cold.
Good night, Richard.
Oh, good night, Elma. Sweet dreams.
I swear to God, Croucher, stay out of the way.
You're new here, Levi. Just because you've got the attention of a beautiful girl.
Don't talk about Elma like that. Stay away from her. And me.
It's a small house, Levi. We must share and share alike.
You disgust me, Croucher. If I ever see you
around
Elma...
You don't scare me in the slightest, Levi. You're just a kid. So Levi was like a dog, protective and territorial around Elma. He denied others access to her, kept her contained before he killed her. And Elma was so loyal and loving, she would have done anything for him.
Even elope, so they could keep seeing each other. But when Levi couldn't get his brother's blessing, he wanted her out of the picture.
Yes, so he murdered her to get her out of the way. I knew it.
Yes, exactly.
Order!
Levi Weeks is guilty, Your Honor.
Constable, remove him.
That evil creep killed Elma. Hang him by the neck for what he's done. Get off me.
Richard Croucher would find himself back in the courtroom later that year, at his own trial, with Colden prosecuting him. Right. Croucher raped a 13-year-old in the Rings boarding house. He was found guilty, then pardoned, then later executed in England for something else terrible. One of Croucher's victims testified that he had taunted her with an awful story about a young girl he knew who died in a well. Next, the jury reaches a verdict. Will Colden's case hold up under the weight of the system? Will Levi die for this? Or can Hamilton and Burr's strategy save him? Our story comes to its conclusion in our next episode. Stay with us. Erased, The Murder of Elma Sands, is a production of Lunch Plans and Lava for Good podcasts in association with Signal Company No. 1. The show is narrated, written, and produced by me, Allison Flom. It stars Allison Williams as Catherine Ring, Tony Goldwyn as Alexander Hamilton, Barry Sheck as Aaron Burr, and Jason Flom as Judge John Lansing. Our executive producers are Allison Williams, Jason Flom, and Kevin Wardis. This show is produced by Goldhawk Productions. The show is sound designed and mixed by Steve Bond. The music is composed and performed by Sasha Putnam. The producer for Goldhawk is Andy Goddard, with production management from Emma Hearn. The executive producer for Goldhawk is John Scott Dryden. You can listen to every episode of Erased, The Murder of Elma Sands, right now, ad-free, by subscribing to Lava for Good Plus on Apple Podcasts. You can also follow the show on TikTok, Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter at Lava for Good. And for more information on this story, plus a complete list of our incredible cast, visit lavaforgood.com/erased.
With the best all-inclusive vacation deals to Mexico and the Caribbean, booking your getaway with Cheap Caribbean Vacations means you have more freedom to do your deal. Whether you want to enjoy snorkeling, endless margaritas and more, or simply soak up the sun and sand in a tropical paradise, Cheap Caribbean Vacations has your deal for that. Plan and book the exact getaway you want at exactly the right price for you by using our exclusive budget beach finder, or find a featured all-inclusive package to Ocean by H10 Hotels and do your deal at cheapcaribbean.com.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles ready for next day installation, and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.